This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One, zero.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
Yes, this was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are out and about. And Paul Ryan, Mr. Paul Ryan to you. You know, I think he's going to be a convert to Islam, especially the way his beard looks these days. He looks so jihadi. You know, how inappropriate can it be when we're being attacked by the jihadis, yet he comes out looking like a jihadi. What's up with that? And then we get jihadied by him as the Speaker of the House. Yeah, the totalitarians are out and about, and they are proud. They're strutting their stuff, and that's okay. Let's let them, let's let them strut their stuff. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here, and really, really, really happy to have with us. It's Thursday in the second hour, so we get to have Mark Kent with us on Agenda 21 Radio from Sovereign Minds, and the economy is his shtick, and I'm really happy to have him with us. And Mark, I guess Paul Ryan really did come out as a jihadi after all, didn't he?
What a guy. He's cut from the old establishment cloth. I mean, we traded Boehner for Ryan. Gee, how good, does it get any better than that? I mean, what could go wrong? Just keep spending money. Raise taxes to cover it. Don't lower any of the spending. Just keep spending money and then raise interest rates from the Fed. Hey, it's an equation for a very interesting few months to come ahead of us.
Well, as predicted by yourself, that this day would come. Actually, it was yesterday that it did happen. She raised interest rates. It's kind of interesting. Yellen went out and raised interest rates and said, the economy is coming back. Jobless rate is really down low. I mean, how laughable can you get?
The real thing is that reality. They all look at the stock market like it's the purveyor of all economic data. As long as it's up, everything in America is fine. Jobs are good. The housing market, everything's coming back. Only oil dropped below 35 today, down another 2.25%. The stock market's down, 253 points. NASDAQ across the board. Commodities are dropping out from under everybody. We're in a total deflationary cycle. Baltic Dry Index hit a record low, but the stock market's up. Well, temporarily up anyway. So let's just raise some interest rates and see how well that does everybody. Let's speed up the implosion.
Well, finally get some change in our pocket with the savings on gasoline, because I bought gas yesterday at $2.06 a gallon. What?
Well,
where did I do that? I did it though.
You're starting to see a lot of the stuff come down. But it's not getting any better out there. Some of the stuff is still way up, depending on what you're looking at. So
right.
you know, it's good for the economy, the gas prices, but it's going to put all of the frackers out of business, number one. And those are a lot of jobs that were created for the fracking business. So it's this doesn't bode well on the overall look of things. And like I say, they're just going to speed up the process of implosion at this point, in my opinion.
Well, then you have Mr. Jihadi himself, Paul Ryan. I mean, I'm looking at Drudge right now. It says, and there's a picture of Paul Ryan with his scruffy, I'm almost becoming a jihadist beard. And he's holding up his hands with a big smile. And the headline says, Ryan gives it all away. So for all of you Paul Ryan wonderlings, guess what? He really did it to us.
Well, you had it. There you have it. I mean, we got, you know, the Wonder Boy John Boehner. You know, he stabbed us in the back, and now Ryan, he just continued the financial equation and tradition, and you know, of the GOP at the highest levels being in cahoots with the establishment and the Democrats. I mean, you know, you got Ron Paul, you know, has been saying for years the greatest threat to America's future is the debt. You know, Donald Trump just warned that recently warned that the national debt of this nation is becoming a large-scale version of Greece. And, you know, Rubio says the debt will shackle future generations. But let's just go ahead and have the GOP-led Congress pass a $680 billion spending spree, none of which is paid for by budget cuts or any other tax offsets, all which will be added directly to the national debt, according to budget watchdogs. And now let's raise interest rates on top of that. Yeah, you know, a Merry Christmas.
Well, I like what it says here. I'm going to read down. I'll just go down the list of articles that are stemmed here or linked here off of Drudge, so that the listeners, if they want to go to Drudge or Agenda 21 Radio, we can pick up those that information, because we got full coverage of this as well. It says Congress $500 billion spending spree. It says increased deficit by hundreds of billions. Funds the climate deal. Funds Planned Parenthood and praises it. Makes it harder to repeal Obamacare. Conservatives give pass on deal they despise. Sessions, this is why voters in open rebellion. The American worker sold out. Includes $1.6 billion to resettle illegals inside the United States. Of course, that's the buyout for the Catholic charities. And finally, the last one that just came up, the screen just flashed, says Limbaugh, never a battle. None of this was opposed.
Well, and I wonder if our wonderful local congressman, Mr. Doug LaMafia, has voted for that bill too. I would almost bet you dollars to donuts that he was in lockstep with the rest of the establishment Republicans instead of, Freedom Caucus, who I'm sure voted against this. Now, if I'm wrong and what I'm saying is not true, then I apologize in advance. But I haven't looked it up, but I'd almost bet you money that he went right along with the program.
Well, you had nothing to see here. Just move along, as billions of dollars are just given away. And, of course, the one that really rankles me is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery is being paid for by you and I. Because why? Catholic charities and all these other charitable organizations are reaping billions of dollars on these immigrants who are oftentimes broken out of their homes and sent north to America. I mean, this is the biggest travesty I've ever seen in my life, to see this sort of thing going on. It's just, and it's just right here in our faces in broad daylight.
Well, and it's not going to end until we get the final, you know, death throes of the economy and everything else. And Trump's right. Trump's the only one that's really telling the truth, as far as I can tell at this point, you know, and that's why he's getting so much traction. There's 20% of the dumb people that would vote for a pet rock if it, you know, had a red star on it. But, you know, it's true. I mean, and you can't help those people. You really can't. But the rest of us are going to suffer for these people, you know, that still think that we've got, you know, it's like LaMafia. You got guys that are still, you know, trying to make excuses for him voting for all of these packages that the establishment Republicans vote for. At what point in time do you say, hey, you know, I'm getting stabbed in the back, and you know, when do you actually call a spade a spade, so to speak? I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, you know, you have this situation that this economy is about to blow up, and we've been talking about it. You've been really spot on in your assessment for the last several months, well, last year or whatever. It's just you just look at these things and you realize it's all destined to happen in 2016, just when there's probably going to be a regime change. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio with Mark Kent, Sovereign Minds on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. I am not.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Mark Kent, Sovereign Minds. You can hear Sovereign Minds on Sundays from 9 to 3 on KCNR 1460 AM. And they've got a website also, and you can pick up their archives there and listen to all the things that are happening there on Sovereign Minds on Sundays from 9 to 12. Now, listen, I sound pretty professional when I say that now, don't I, Mark?
Yeah, because you're reading it.
Right directly off my desktop.
It always helps to have cue cards, you know.
I mean, yeah. So much for my teleprompter free days.
You know, you got a lot of stuff on your plate.
Yeah. Well, so much for my teleprompter free days.
Yeah, that's what we need is a teleprompter. That way.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That really doesn't a teleprompter make for really good radio?
Yeah, you know, I guess if you depends on what you're talking about, I guess. But at least you can read and have some opinions on some stuff that you've already pre-set up. Otherwise, boy, shooting from the hip and having nothing to shoot from the hip with is kind of tough.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, okay. So let's break this thing down because you know you have the president. You know, I mean, this is really wonderful. The economy's tanking. We've got terrorist threats all over the place. We've got more school closings or potential school closures because more terrorist threats have come into large school districts. And schools are just panicking all over the place and more fear, angst, and so on. And by the way, there's a new article, I think, by Chris Street out on Breitbart and says that something like 56% of people support sending troops to Syria. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, that's what I think's going on here, is they're going to suck us into Syria and into World War III, and that's their out for the financial catastrophe that's on the way. You know, that's typically what they do, you know, in order to cover up what they've done to the country fiscally. Of course, they're going to draw us into some kind of war. And, you know, the fact that we've been backing ISIS in the start of this war against Russia, who seems to be, at this point in time, probably the good guys, and how screwed up is that? You know, they draw us into a war, and then we'll forget about our financial woes and while the economy crashes and we have a reset.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of, I guess, the grand plan, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, it's these people that are running the show are pretty much evil, in my opinion. I mean, how much more evil does that get when you'll throw people, you'll throw bodies onto the fire, and instead of correcting the problem of, you know, the money changers and the counterfeiters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this whole terrorism thing has really kind of got a lot of people bothered, and I don't blame them because this has been kind of an interesting set of circumstances. You know, the game changer for this president, I think, really was December 2nd, because as we're starting to dig more and more, and I know Red Smith is doing great work on this, more and more into the actual victims of that shooting, that all of a sudden leads one to believe that, you know what, maybe this was more like a real military attack that took place based upon the cast of characters that were in that building that day.
Well, that's the interesting thing about that, and we've been kind of going over that story and just, you know, how did that occur with all that particular type of people in some office down in San Bernardino, you know, where, what were they, building housing inspectors or something? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, but half of them, you know, have got ties to the Middle East and covert operations and things like that. They just happen to be the guys they hit, you know, and, you know, to think that doesn't sound like some kind of hit from either the ISIS side or even at this point the government side to stir up problems. I don't know, and you know, I know Red seems to think that, you know, it's got Obama, you know, rocked back on his heels because he didn't expect it to happen. So, I don't know. I'll tell you what, may you live in interesting times. The old Confucius curse strikes again.
Yeah, and as we're starting to find out, I know on our end, we're seeing the handprints of Putin, actually, and really, as my sources have again reinforced with me over the last several days, the Saudis are just absolutely all over this.
See, I hadn't
in terms
heard that
of the
yet.
Funding of the operation and so on. Of course, they're trying to come out with as much information about this. You know, one of the sidelights to all this is James Comey has listed this as a terrorist attack, but it also he's recently just listed Chattanooga as a terrorist attack. Go figure. I can't figure why that would be even in doubt, but he did because of the pressure from the president. Now we have the Merced College situation being listed as a terrorist attack. I mean, it looks like, you know, this president with his hand, all the droning that he's been doing, he is the most murderous president we've ever had.
Wow. That's incredible, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's amazing, yeah, what we're seeing. So more to come from this, and of course, it's as you say, they're looking for an out, and what better out do they have than to distract people with the economy coming up with the big implosion?
Yeah, I agree. I got another story here on Ryan turning his back on the Puerto Rico debt crisis as well. And that's going to be a big problem here real soon, too.
Well, you know, touch on that, if you will, because this is something else that's just a major league problem for this country, because they're a protectorate. They're a territory. They're not a state. But they're bankrupt.
Well, evidently the top Republicans have rejected federal aid to Puerto Rico, so there's not going to be any bailout for them, and that's going to be a huge problem on the bonds, because you've already got bonds imploding, and there's a lot of hedge funds that are invested in these Puerto Rican bonds, and they're not going to be able to pay the debt. They got the last payment in, but they're facing another $1 billion debt payment on January 1st. So it's just, they're just turning their backs on him. And I got an echo now on my sound here, so it's kind of tough. There you go. Now I can hear.
You can hear, right?
Yeah, it was getting pretty bad there for a second. But anyway, it's going to be too late for Puerto Rico to try to get him any debt relief pretty soon. And the hedge funds that are all tied to this, tied to the American citizens and the American citizens living in Puerto Rico. So this is going to get ugly pretty fast. And so what did they do? They didn't have Puerto Rico, but they spent by the time it's done, I think it's $820 billion. So this Puerto Rico thing is going to shock the U.S. financial markets as well. And that's not very far away. Everything's culminating. We said earlier that it was going to be probably in October, but since October, it's just gotten steadily worse by the days. So, when does the stock market crash? I don't know. Does it really matter at this point? Everything else is crashing.
No, I don't think it does. But here's the president. He's going to be, before he jumps over the Pacific, he's going to be landing in San Bernardino and giving all sorts of comfort to the victims and the victims' families down there in San Bernardino. And I don't know what makes me more sick, but something like that does.
Well, and then how much is he going to spend? I mean, I was just looking at Judicial Watch's website as far as they've got the numbers up. I don't have them right in front of me. I don't know. It's $320 million he's going to spend just going to Hawaii.
Just going to Hawaii, right.
Yeah,
we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have more of Mark Kent, Sovereign Minds, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Mark Kent, Sovereign Minds, discussing the economy. And the president's just now going to just jump right over to Hawaii in the face of all this crisis. Now, you know, you're saying that the Judicial Watch figures for the president to take this trip is what, Mark?
Well, I'm pulling it up right in front of us as we speak. Let's see, fly time alone will set the taxpayers back somewhere between the region of $3.5 million. That's just the fly time. That's not counting any of the other expenses. It, you know, shows the president and his girls, you know, sipping on drinks and so forth. And I'm not sure what the grand total of the figure is. I'm kind of scrolling down here to find, but it's... you know, you got rent, you got Air Force One, you got, you know, second planes to bring a military contingency of Marine Corps, of Marines. The Honolulu Police Department also spends $275,000 in overtime for its officers. We've got, you know, I'm looking for a grand total here. I'm not even sure there is one, but I think we're up to $16 million is where we're at on this. And that's just for him to go to Hawaii for vacation. But hey, let him eat cake. I mean, you know, that's really what
we're talking
about.
The circus is on.
Yeah, you know, and it just time marches on, and it just gets steadily worse. And you know, I'm looking at a headline here from the Daily Mail, and talks about the spending spree. And I was first at the Judicial Watchdog, and they referred to you know the Obama Street Air Force One like a Uber ride. Chief of Spending Watchdog says President's Christmas Hawaii trip is too expensive to justify. So these guys just, they don't care. I mean, Obama does not care one iota, you know, about the economy. He doesn't care about his spending. He doesn't care about how much we raise our taxes. This guy is an absolute despicable piece of garbage, in my opinion. And it just gets worse the longer he stays in office. Let's just hope we don't have a martial law moment at some point.
Well, you know what's really interesting is there's somebody else who's probably just as despicable in your mind as well as mine, and that's Michael Moore.
Oh.
Michael Moore. Okay, so Mr. Michael Moron.
Cut from the same exact cloth. You know, tells everybody that the rich are the problem while he sits in his little mansion soaking up carbon credits and you know, burning oil and electricity. You know, it's like 34,000 square feet in his home or something. It's insane.
Well, he's got a big thing going on here now, Michael Moore. Michael Moore, I'm coming for Big Wuss Donald Trump. It says the Oscar-winning. This is from where? The Daily Beast. The Daily Beast. It says the Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker discusses his new film, Where to Invade Next, Gun Violence in America, the Sandy Hook Anniversary, and his anti-Trump campaign. Trump Tower is, in many ways, a 68-story monument to the hypocrisy of Donald Trump, the Midtown Manhattan monstrosity, whose gold entryway sign bearing his name screams, Off-Strip Vegas Casino.
Good grief. Unbelievable. But
if you really want me to send you through the roof, the next portion of this article, which discusses Mike Moore, is that his comment reads something like this: "We are all Muslims."
Are you kidding me?
Michael Moore writes opinion letter protesting Donald Trump. Quote: "We are all Muslims."
No,
that's in Business Insider.
Wow, what a moron! I mean, what an Michael absolute moron. I mean, you can't even quantify that with words as to how stupid it is. I mean, maybe we're all Muslims up there in the White House and in all these circles of totalitarianistic stupidity, but the guy's an absolute idiot. We're not all Muslims. I'm a Christian. Unbelievable. I can't even tell you how it's like throwing something through the wall.
Well, there's actually a sign that he has, too, that he's holding right in front of Trump Tower, says, "We are all Muslim."
Yeah, why doesn't he go down to the 9/11 families with this sign and stand out there in front of their houses saying, "We're all Muslims"?
Yeah. Yeah. It shows you how really sick these people are.
The guy's got something wrong with him. He really does. He's got something wrong with him. And these guys are so used to lying about everything to get their agenda passed. Does anybody really think that if we gave up all of our guns right now, that we'd be safer?
One too many false flags.
Absolutely. So if you want to give up your guns, you go right ahead. I bet you Michael Moore has bodyguards that are armed, or he's armed himself. These guys are hypocrites. They are not Americans. They're communistic, agenda driven political beasties with covered with scum, as far as I'm concerned. And so we just need to call these guys for what they are. And it's starting to happen because people are pretty much done with this garbage.
Well, and I think that's obviously the reason why you're hearing so much from Donald Trump, and he's just continuing to go up in the polls. And Jeb Bush is still going in reverse. I've never seen a guy run an election go in reverse.
They've tried everything, and this is what's been amazing so far, whether you like Donald Trump or not. They've tried everything to push the establishment Jeb Bush on us, and he has been rejected hands down across the board. And they've tried everything across the board in all the media outlets to get rid of Trump. And none of it's working anymore because people are starting to wise up to their propaganda BS. And I'm looking at, unemployment rates of, we're down to 5% unemployment rate. Are you kidding me? The economy's in recovery. Let's raise interest rates. I've got a breaking news story here about the Argentine peso just collapsed 29% after government lifts currency control. You got, November unemployment hit 7-year high in Brazil. Breaking news, U.S. silver production plunges by 20% year over year from last year. In other words, they've driven down the prices so low that they can't even afford to mine it. But that's indicative of a strong economy all across the board. These guys are in Wonderland. And anybody that believes anything that comes out of these establishment Republicans, these establishment Democrats, or this establishment media are stupid.
I wanted to mention also when we were, pounding on Michael Moore that, did you know that he's a Catholic who attended seminary?
A
long list of distinguished Catholics.
Well, you should go through the list. You got Arnold Schwarzenegger on one side.
Hold that thought. We'll come Paul back Ryan. On the break, and we'll go through that distinguished list. Oh, Paul Ryan's on that list, and John Boehner, and Brown. I mean, it just goes on. And Arnold Schwarzenegger. But, hey, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Whether it's I swore.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're just, you know, got into Michael Moore's life there a little bit, and we're starting talking about the collapse of gold and silver and everything else, and the world is just falling down around us as it actually is. But, you know, we need to have like a little bit of a discussion here, because, you know, I start to look at the list of these influential Catholics and Jesuits, and it starts to look like a who's who's of, you know, what's going on in world's politics today, don't you think?
Well, you know, if you can't see that there's some kind of tie to the Vatican and the Pope, and, you know, it's their influence over some of the policies that are happening in our governments, and, you know, this is at the world level, you know, is he one of the shareholders in the Fed or something? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, these guys seem to all be on the same team, and that team ain't us.
Well, he went to very, very interesting schools. He went to seminary. He went to the Episcopal High School. We're talking about Michael Moore, which is related to the Church of England, Davidson High School. But, you know, seminary school. So this list is kind of interesting. You have. Let's start with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get that out of here. Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right. He was raised Catholic, and, of course, he married a very important Catholic, and that was, what's-her-name, Kennedy. And, so he married a Kennedy, a Catholic family. Then you had, by the way, who succeeded Arnold Schwarzenegger but Mr. Jesuit himself, Jerry Brown?
No.
Can you imagine that?
That's a
former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and I'm sorry, I left out the big one, the weeping one, John Boehner, Roman Catholic. And now we have Paul, I'm going to be a jihadist, Ryan. should I say a few other people? I mean, isn't that just kind of, is there a coincidence going on here?
No, it's just all a big kawinkydink, you know. It's, nothing to see here. Move along. The fact that, what is interesting is that they're actually, like, working with the Muslims because we're all Muslims, right? And so...
Yeah, don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, I mean, so what is it? Is Michael Moore a Catholic, Jesuit, or is he a Muslim? Or can you be both?
Well, I think some people have one foot in each one.
Yeah, it's kind of like, can you be a freedom-loving American, or can you be a Sharia law-loving Muslim? I'm not sure that you can be both of those at the same time. So if we're not one or the other, then how can we all be all Muslims? I guess there's no such thing as a freedom-loving American anymore. We're all Muslims, right?
Apparently. Now, you know, some other distinguished Roman Catholics, and actually Jesuits themselves, were the Castro brothers, their father Cuba. Was a big-time Jesuit and fought in the Spanish-American War. That's why he stayed in Cuba after the Spanish-American War. So we have them, and of course the Pope is a renowned Jesuit, the very first Jesuit that the papacy has ever had. And then Obama. Now, a lot of people are surprised, but you know, he spent a couple of years in a Jesuit school in Indonesia.
Interesting.
What could possibly go wrong with that cast of characters being Jesuits or related to the Roman Catholic Church?
Yeah, I'd like to get a list of all the world leaders that are actually Jesuit, Catholic Jesuits, and see how that stands up. It'd be interesting. Do we have that? Does that list exist, I wonder?
You know, I just so happen to have one.
I'm shocked.
Shocked to see that list.
It's amazing. And in awe.
It's amazing and astounding to see the number of Jesuits and or Catholics involved with high places of government in the United States today. It's absolutely amazing. Now, I'm not saying that there's some sort of conspiracy going on, but what was it called? The Da Vinci Code? Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, that's just the whole thing. I didn't really pay much attention to that one because I didn't really get into the Tom Hanks movie.
Well, you know, the thing that's really telling about these totalitarians is that somewhere along the line, somebody kind of blows it, you know? They're kind of right. Like the everybody's in the gang together, but all of a sudden somebody kind of blows the cover for everybody else, you know? I used to, you know, deal with gang kids and stuff, and there was always that one person who kind of... It's the Pope! It's the Pope in this cast of characters, because once the Pope aligned himself with the policies of the president... Then people started really digging into it, going, okay, what's with the Catholic Church and the president and climate engineering and change and all that garbage? The Pope is 100% aligned with the president on everything, the economy, everything. Is that a coincidence?
I guess that's just a coincidence because, I don't know what to say about that. I was just thinking about, Professor Carol Quigley. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was the guy that wrote Tragedy and Hope and the evolutions of the evolution of of civilization. And, you know, he was really, I'm just curious, Georgetown University professor. And he's the one that basically said that, you know, there was this new world order, and, you know, all these things, all these dots were connected and all this stuff. And he admitted that it was all happening. He's like the guy that you were talking about who just ratted everybody out in the gang. He just thought it was all a good thing. And
hang on, Mark. We got a break coming up. We'll come back. We'll finish off with quickly. Stay with us.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Mark Kent. And Mark, you were talking about Carol Quigley. Yeah, and the New World Order business that they were out, or she was outing.
It's actually a
he.
And,
it's a he,
yeah,
Carol.
It's a he. Yeah, Carol Quigley, and he was a professor. And he's, he was a professor at Georgetown University. You can Google him, Carol Quigley. And he's the one that wrote Tragedy and Hope. And he was basically the one that let the cat out of the bag on this international banking conspiracy, because he said, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. We should be proud of it. And so I would just kind of, you know, when you said that, it kind of made me think of him. And I was just wondering if he was a Jesuit or not. It just makes me wonder, you know, because you see all these people, he's from, he was working with Cecil Rhodes Scholars and a few other guys, but I'm just curious. You know, and he worked, you know, Cleon Skousen wrote some stuff on him. But Tragedy and Hope is the book to look at there. I just, boy, it kind of just all feathers right into what you're just saying with Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and all of this stuff. But I'm going to do a little research on Carroll Quigley and find out if he had any Jesuit ties. It's kind of interesting.
Doesn't really say, at least on Wikipedia, but we'll find out. Anyway, we got to close up. So, Quigley, what's on the show? 10 seconds on Sunday.
Haven't got a clue.
There you go. All right.
Haven't got a clue.
Anyway. Okay. You know, anyway, Mark, Ken, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, as we come back here on Agenda 21 Radio, much more to come. But as I say always at the close of the hour, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.